You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Mr. Ryan Shapiro, the founder of Find, a company dedicated to personal tracking. Mr. Shapiro, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome, and thanks for taking out a moment to be with us. So for starters, what is Find's business goal and mission to kick things off today?
Great question. Our business mission is to deliver on the promise of personal tracking. So we're creating the first 4GE personal tracking device that can be used in many different ways, but specifically for kids, pets, and the elderly.
And why would you say, or what would you say to the current tracking devices out there that seem to be unreliable?
Well, I think the technology really hasn't delivered on the promise. We're not there yet. I think when it comes to 3G and 2G applications and Bluetooth applications, they may well work in other scenarios, but for tracking, they don't work very well at all. There's very popular Bluetooth tracking devices out there, but they're used for short distance. I'm talking about 100 feet. So if you lose your keys on your couch, that's probably a good application. But if you leave your keys somewhere outside of your house, you won't be able to find them with Bluetooth because you have a very limited range. So I don't consider that tracking. I find that to be more like a key finder. So when I look at the other tracking devices out there in the market, they're typically using 2G and 3G. And they do some of what they're supposed to do, but the problem is it's not necessarily the company, but it's the technology. You know, when you're only using 3G, you're not getting the type of speeds you need to track down, for example, a dog that might be running away or a child that's in a moving car. These, when you get into the 3G speeds, it breaks down and you're not able to track them as efficiently. You know, it kind of looks like dots on a map. You might be a few minutes behind. So it doesn't really deliver on that promise. And with 4G, on the other hand, it changes everything. We're 10 times faster than a 3G device. So you can just imagine what that means for tracking in real time. It makes a world of a difference.
Certainly sounds like it. Now, how will 4G tracking change consumer behavior?
I think 4G will make it ubiquitous. I think basically once 4G is introduced into the tracking world, it'll open it up to not just people who are interested in the latest technology, but now it can actually be used to track high-value assets. So we feel like the market's coming very close where when we launch our 4G device, we feel that all of a sudden parents are going to see the value in spending the money and time to set up a tracking device or taking the time to consistently put it on their child or to attach it to their dog's collar. To get them to do that before was very difficult because it just was clunky technology. A lot of times when you're dealing with 3G and 2G devices, the battery requirement and the antenna requirement are massive. So it doesn't fit comfortably around a dog's neck. It doesn't fit comfortably anywhere on a child. So parents and dog owners, pet owners have been reluctant to buy this technology simply because it's too big, it's too clunky, it's too slow. With 4G, we can bring that form factor, the device, much, much smaller. And like I said, how we can increase the speed and we can even increase the battery life with 4G because of how efficient it is, it all of a sudden becomes something that a consumer has, it fulfills that promise. So all of us have something important we want to track. All of a sudden, we finally have an application now that makes sense for our lives.
And sounds really like good news to me. Now, today we're joined by Mr. Ryan Shapiro, the founder of Find, a company dedicated to personal tracking here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Shapiro, what is the benefit for the consumers in all regards?
Well, it's if you're a parent and you've traveled with children in the past, you know that when you can't find your child in a mall or you're in an amusement park and there's that couple seconds where you don't know where your child is, I've been through that myself, there's a panic sets in and you don't know what to do. Or if I'm a dog owner, for example, which I am as well, and my dog tends to run out of the house when my child leaves the door open and he books down the street. So typically I'm in my car looking in the few blocks radius of my house looking for my dog. When you have these devices comfortably tucked away either on the collar or on the child's wrist or let's say in his backpack, all of a sudden everything changes for the parent, right? A sense of calm, a sense of knowing that even if something goes wrong, you have the tools to mitigate the issue and take care of the problem. So the consumer, I think, inherently understands the benefit of a tracking device. But what my job is to explain to the world out there that finally the technology is here where you can make it a part of your life and it can be comfortable. And that's the introduction of the 4G. I think it's really satisfying a need that everyone's had for years. It's finally that the application can be, or that the technology can finally be applied in a way that's comfortable to the consumer. Does that answer your question?
It certainly does, and I appreciate that. Now, shifting gears a little, looking into the future, what can we expect in the future from Find?
You can expect a lot. It's a great question. Our roadmap is very long. We're looking at iterations on devices for tracking and getting basically coming out with applications or forms that will be best suitable for a certain category. So, for example, right now, the device that we have, Find, the original first device that we're coming out with in early part of next year, that is a perfect device for dogs, for cats. It's very small. It fits on a collar. There's no functionality on it. There's no buttons. There's no screens. It fits very nicely. And what happens is, the dog owner or the cat owner from a distance can obviously see in real time wherever that dog or cat is. They can look at the app. They can look at the health statistics, for example. You can see if the dog is sedentary, if the dog is running, at what speed. You can even see the temperature. So there's a lot of functionality specifically for dog owners. That works for dog owners. After that, we intend, and we're already starting on the next iteration of the device, which is specific for children. And there's more functionality to make it more exciting for a child, but we're also compacting and making it even smaller so a child won't mind it on their wrist. So if you can imagine all the different applications beyond pets and children, that's where we're headed. So I don't want to give away too much information, but now at least you know what our first year is going to look like.
Well, this is certainly exciting news and in all regards, and especially in the cases of children and finding our children. And why not tap into technology that's working and that can work to take care of that need? So we thank you for introducing Find to the audience. Yeah, tell us where listeners can get more information.
Great. FindEverything.com. That's FYND. That's our website where you could sign up, give us your email address. And we will start selling it around the second quarter of 2017. Early in that second quarter, you'll be able to basically, if we have your email address, we'll make sure you're aware of product updates and then of selling the device so that you'll actually receive it in the second quarter. So if you're one of the first to get up there, you'll probably have some benefits as well, which, you know, we'll be notifying everybody soon.
Certainly sounds exciting. Well, Mr. Shapiro, it has been great to have had you. Continued success in launching Find and its products, and we appreciate you taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. I appreciate being here.
And the pleasure's certainly been ours. We have been speaking with Mr. Ryan Shapiro, the founder of Find, a company dedicated to personal tracking. And for more information, And to receive updates accordingly, visit findeverything.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.